His current project is designed to build bridges between Muslims and non-Muslims. It's called Muslim Self-Portraits. Muslims from communities across North Carolina worked with Todd to realize their own vision through photographs, collaged images, self-drawn portraits, and short essays.
2 years ago, I was finishing up a project working with the undocumented immigrant community in North Carolina, primarily immigrants from Mexico. And I sat down and thought about what would be a good group to work with next. And almost instantly, the Muslim American community popped into my mind. That community, along with the undocumented immigrant community, are probably two of the most hot topic and also marginalized groups in our country at this point. So the goal of the project was and is still to provide that community with a platform to show a more complete portrait of themselves. You know, we have the news coverage that's doing a good job of covering all of the single-issue terrorist threats, and yet we have a Muslim community that lives right here among us doing all kinds of wonderful, interesting, provocative things and having very profound experiences, you know, here in our midst. So the goal of the project was really to get out and meet that community and then to give them an opportunity through using my art ability and also the kind of corridors of exposure that I have access to really get their more complete self-portrait out in front of the community.
Well, I was really struck with the variety of stories being told and obviously the variety of images, right, which I think is really important as an entree into this whole world.
Yeah, they run a range from the really provocative or maybe more so the joyous experiences of, say, playing basketball. You just don't have a mental picture. Most of us that are non-Muslim don't have a mental picture of what a Muslim girls basketball team would even look like. Yet there is one in Charlotte. So you have that extreme, and then you have the other extreme of Muslims that are meeting with discrimination or even suffering from things like murder, you know, within their family, so homicide. So the portraits run that gamut, and that was the goal of the project, was to try to provide a wide window. You know, art gives us that opportunity to look at an issue through a wider window than, say, what gets covered in the 5 o'clock news.
I'm trying to get a bead on, okay, we live here in the Triad, for example, some of the Muslim backgrounds from the Black Pride movement of the 60s,
right,
and others from Pakistan or elsewhere on the world.
Well, the Muslim community in North Carolina runs a gamut as far as countries of origin. And, of course, we also have our own homegrown Muslim community, primarily created through the African-American community and the Black Power movement of the 60s and 70s. But you also have Indonesian Muslims living in the state. You have Muslims from Pakistan. You have Muslims that are converts and are Caucasian. I even ran into, early on, a Hispanic woman from Mexico who had converted to Islam. And I tried real hard to get her involved in the project, but I lost contact with her.